So the Nakuda over here is that you see the title, Gulliver Heba Baba. Yeah. See, and the Nakuda is that it's impossible to think about reading the Gula if you don't identify with the fact that Gula is here and was always here. This is Pasha, this is the Lashon of the Rebbe. Lashon of the Rebbe everywhere. Everywhere. Pasha, this is the Rebbe's continuous Lashon when, you know, going through all the Sikhas, all the years. And here we're talking about taking a Sikha, which is a Maimah, which is not talking about Gula, it's talking about Aveda, etc., etc. And we're just going to see the same Mahalach, that the way we identify with the Teich and the Kud, which the Rebbe trying to, the Rebbe is telling us in this Maimah, the only way we can identify with this Nakuda is through changing our perspective about the Hoiva and the Ova. If the Hoiva and the Ova, that's it. This is what we discussed yesterday, right? Right. Changing the perspective about the Hoiva and the Ova affects the way one does one's avoiding in the future. Now, there's another point. Now, after this Maimah, and they continue, this mime is a very good example, but then I'm going to go through tens of examples from the Rebbe's Sichas. Go through the basic haskalas of the Rebbe, go to the Sicha of Yigash, Chedek, Hey, a very well-known Sicha, the very Tifa Sicha. I'm going to go the same thing, just to understand what the Rebbe is saying. The only way to understand, relate to what the Rebbe is saying by changing your perspective about the Hoiv and the Ova, the past and the present, and therefore naturally you're going to change your weight in the future. This is going to be there. This is going to be everywhere. But there's another nakuda here. There's another nakuda here. As long as we take these sikhs, these mamorim, all these different things, the different sogim the Rebbe discusses, and we take it, we don't realize what the Rebbe is changing our perspective about the hoiva and the ova. We take it as an abstract musig, and the Rebbe says some very tifa musig, like in this mime, they're going to say very tifa musig. What happens is, it almost gets lost on us. In other words, the most people who learn these mime morim see there's something wonderful here, there's something very amazing, that there's no way how you can really connect to it, there's no way how you can really relate to it in your avoda. And also when we're teaching chassidus in yeshivas, etc., the music is so abstract that you lose half of your talmidim. Not everyone can get it. This is what we're going on. The Rebbe has been telling us these ideas, these musogim, and they're really getting lost on us. Why they're getting lost on us? Because we take it, if we understand it in the abstract, and the whole chiddush. This is what I want to bring out over here. The whole chiddush of the Rebbe is just one thing. That it's not abstract. Once upon a time, it may be an abstract. Now it's not abstract. The whole Kiddush is that it changes our current and present. That means that our current and past, that means it's very real. Mm-hmm. Our perspective. And that, okay. So this is the Nukudu we want to try to get to here. The result of all this is that the fact that the bringing the Gula, way to bring the Gula, to identify with the Gula as it's already here, and it's always been here. So now let's, you know the Maimah, the basic, Mahalakha the Maimah, right? Yeah? Mm-hmm. So let's go very quickly. The first os. Now, there's two pirushim. One pirush is the pirush of the Palsufim, that the maila of Isha Ki Zazria is that when she sees Mazria first, so therefore that gives room for the zera of the Baal to work, and therefore that's why it's Meilid Zacha. So the maila of Isha Ki Zazria is a fact.
The law of Gober,
the Baal is Gover. And then the Pirush al Rebbe is no, the Isha, she has, because she's Masri, it's her koyach which is moiled the Zoha. And so therefore the Alter Rebbe said the same thing is the Alter Rebbe said, and the Alter Rebbe takes and extends it even more. The same thing would be in Avodah, this is all the first os, in Avodah Srusa del Satan, the Srusa del Leila, but we could understand the Palosufim as saying that the main mile is Avodah Srusa del Leila, Ilo Agova, they're coming from the Zofa, right? Coming from a Mila. Because when it comes from above, it's always greater than when it comes from below. Because above, there's always more Koyach than what we have below. And then the other that this would be the shitta of the Patsufim. The shitta of the Alter Rebbe is, on the contrary, know that when it comes from below, it's always better. Why is it below? Why is it better when it comes from below? Because it's more pneumistic. It's more pneumistic. Okay, fine. That is, so these are the two shittas of the Patsufim and of the Alter Rebbe. Let's skip right over to Ois Gimel, right? Here we want to elaborate a bit on Ois Gimel. Here the Alter Rebbe says, the mile of Isrus of the Leila is, what is the mile of Isrus of the Leila? So here we were taking the mile, is what? We said before, the mile of Isrus of the Leila, because it's coming from above, it's always greater and better, it's greater and larger, right? Yeah? So here the Alter Rebbe says, the mile of Isrus of the Leila is because it's coming from Kichofetz Chesed. It's coming from Hashem's goodness. Hashem's goodness that He wants to do good. So that would be the mind of the Surah Al-Layla. It's coming from Hashem's goodness. That Hashem's goodness has no limit. So when the Surah Al-Layla is coming from above, would be much greater than when it's coming from through the Surah Al-Sat of below. Because it's coming from Hashem's goodness. Chavetz Chesed. Yeah? Right. Then the Rebbe says, here the Rebbe says, Al-Pi Ayidua. You see this Al-Yidua here? Okay. This Al-Yidua is very unique to the Rebbe. What do you mean it's unique? It's not, the Rebbe's not the first one that's saying it, but the way the Rebbe is going to interpret it here in this maimer is very unique to the Rebbe. And that is why I brought here all the footnotes of the other Mamorim where the Rebbe discusses it. And you see, Zehayoyim, because there in this maimer here, it refers to Zehayoyim. So you look in the maimer of Zehayoyim, in order number one, it actually says that Cain, if you look on the next page.
I actually went to read Gimel when I was in Yeshiva.
Yeah, 1 second, yeah, very good. So, Zehayoyim, you look on the first line of the footnote, it's highlighted. There, in the footnote of Zehayoyim, it says that Cain hu lehedya b'share oida. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, number one, the fact that it says Cain hu lehedya, apparently, then other places it's not written so clearly. So, right?
Therefore.
In other words, what is the Rebbe saying here? The Rebbe is saying here, even though the might of the Surah today is coming from Chofetz Chesed, and L'cheira, Chofetz Chesed would be the predominant factor to everything. Why? Because the very fact that Hashem created the world, where are they coming from? From Chofetz Chesed. So there couldn't be any greater virtue than Chofetz Chesed, because ultimately that is the beginning of everything, right? Yeah? So the Rebbe says, there's a mean nimla finish and saying tzaddikim, which is beforehand, right? And from that mean nimla resulted gechavetz chesed, yeah? Right?
Well,
that's what the Rebbe is saying. The chavetz chesed, even though, lochel initially, everything started from gechavetz chesed, said the Rebbe is no apia yedua benimle from mishmasen tzaddikim. So therefore, also the chavetz chesed came because of the machshava atzmis, which is above chavetz chesed. Said very clearly on the maimer here, line one, which is above chavetz chesed. The machshava atzmis about Yisrael that prompted the chavetz chesed. Yeah, right. That's what he says. Okay, fine. Now if you look, he says the same thing. The maimer is there hayoyim, and there he says, Kainu lehed b'share oida. Right?
Okay. Why did you highlight that?
I'm going to tell you. You're going to see right now. It's very important. This is very important. Okay? Now, okay. The Rebbe also says here, I brought all the second maimer here later on page two. I brought the second maimer. Dear Masbul Shasha Allah Moshe Lamorim. The reason why I brought it, because in that maimer it says the same thing. And there, in that maimer, there's several footnotes also. So in order to bring the footnotes, I had to bring the Torah of the plim of the maimer also. Right?
This maimer has another chiddush.
Possible. Okay. I just brought this. This nukud, it says in many places. Not only these three maimorim, which is the Zehayoyim, not only in this, it says it in several maimorim. Here, I brought this, all the shasha, all the merchant maimorim, this maimer, because there's several something here in the footnotes, which has a lot of meaning. So now let us, what are the Rebbe saying here? Because there was the machshava atoms of Yisrael, that prompted Kechavetz Chesed, yeah? So now, let's put it like this. Shara Eira, okay. Everyone can take Shara Eira and look what it says. And you know, they can decide for themselves. This concept, what the Rebbe is saying here, that the Machshava Atzmus of Yisrael prompted Kechavetz Chesed, is not only a nechidish, it's a amhalach machshava which didn't exist before the Rebbe came. Why? This is got to do with the. Now this is very. This is important to bring out. Even though the main focus, what we would want to get with this maimer, is not on this point so much, but to get to the end of the maimer. But this point is going to clarify to show exactly what's happening here. See, the Rebbe says it can lay the double poshet. You know, same, assuming it's so poshet, and you have it says in that maimer there. It says keinu lehedi b'shara eira. Okay, but this is not the way we ever would understand. Lochede would ever understand shara eira. Why? I'm telling you in a minute. So let's talk about what's going on here. There it said that Nimlech was before Chavetz Chesed.
Okay,
fine. Now, let's understand something. When you're talking about here we're talking about the before Chavetz, before everything. We're talking about Atzim Zimhus, right? So now, in Atzim Zimhus, we all know there is Yisrael and Teira Mushrish and Atzim Zimhus, right? We know that. Fine. But there's now let's just understand this. So I have it written here. Where did I write it? I wrote it here in footnote number 7. Okay. Let's understand it. You have Eir and So'er, which is Kolol Imoer. Like we know Eir Kolol Imoer, we know about that? Right? Good. So many times it'll tell us that where are Yidden and Teira Mushrish? In Eir HaKol B'Moer. Now, in Eir HaKol B'Moer, there's three madregas. There's Etzem Oir, there's Pashtus Oir, and then the Oir was in Fierich Oilamus, right?
There's Boston.
What? Yeah, whatever, you have it. Comes from some of both, but it happened a lot of places. Okay, fine, one. So, different Mamorim will say this, this Oir, that Oir, let's say even in Etzem Oir. There's a very big difference when you say Yidin Amushash in Oir, or when you say the mushrish in the etzem. What are the difference? The difference is quite simple. There is a musik of Rebbe David. We're in the middle of a little bit of a fix, so we'll try and catch up with you. So there is a concept of shmoy hakolol. Let me just explain what's going on. The Chaim Chazal says there's Atzmus and there's Oir, which is colored in Atzmus, right? Right? What happened before the Oir was colored in Atzmus? This Oir is colored in Atzmus. It must have started at a certain point. It wasn't always there. Just like Bris Oilam wasn't always there. So this Oir was also not always there. If it's an extension of the Eibishter, it's not the Eibishter himself. If there's anything which is part of the Eibishter, okay, it's part of the Eibishter, it's always there. Anything which is an extension of the Eibishter had to begin at a certain point, right? So, in generally, it is said the Oir Akol Amor was always there. Why could they talk about it? In the Eibishter, it was always there. But see, this goes to in some of Vav, it goes to break it down even more. No, not it says true. But you break it down into more detail. This is how we said it in some of above. You break it down to more detail. The oil was not there. It also started at a certain point, right? Mm-hmm. Fine. Then there's something else. And that is what it says. Maim Chazal, which says, before the Abishah created the world, what was there? There was only him and Shmoy, right? Him and his name. Himself and his name. So the shayla is, this is a shayla which Kabbalah is asking. It's a whole shayla. If you tell me there's only the Ibishta before he created the world, very good. What do you mean he was there? Shmoy was there. There's something else. Let's say we don't know what it is. But whatever it is, it's something. What do you mean he was there before he created the world, right? So this is what it says in Samach above. That the highest madrega began at a certain point. But then there is oil as it's called in the Abish. What do they mean? Why? What do you mean the oil as it's called in the Abish? What does that mean? Where is this oil coming from? It's coming from Hashem, right? So it must be that Hashem carries in himself this quality of oil, right? Okay. So there is this oil, this quality of oil, as it's in the Abish himself. In the Abish. Why? Even though we're talking about the Abish himself. But it comes from, he has it in himself. That is Shmoy, which is actually Nivra Ilma, Hayu Shmoy Levad, means Shmoy as it is, not as an entity, that there's an Eibishter and another entity. No, it means to say the Eibishter in himself carries the quality of Shmoy also. Right? And this is what it says, which is actually quoted from Shalom, I think, that this Shmoy is Kadm Gugud Musik, just like the Eibishter, I don't know, Shalom, whatever it is. This Shmoy, whoever, just like the Eibishter is Kadman, this Shmoy is also Kadman. Why? So explain some of all, why is it Kadman? Well, they're not talking about the entity of Shmoy, we're talking about the Eibishter carrying in himself the quality of Shmoy. Kadman means,
the preceding, the
Eris, oh, was always there.
Like, so Shmoy, like Adam Kadman is the
now. Okay, now.
What's it called? The
primordial
man.
Oh, okay, now. Okay, this was we went on a trip all the way to Atzmos, etc. What is the point over here? The Masamavov explains it in other places. We sing oi. Oi is a very vague word. So in other places, it explains it clearly. What is this? Are you talking about Teir and Yisrael? Teir and Yisrael were always there. Were always there in the Eibishter. Were always there. Even before the Eibishter made Teir and Yisrael as a Matthias, as an entity, the Eibishter himself always carried the quality of Teir and Yisrael. So this is what it says in Tzitzis. Now, when you're talking about Teir as it's in the Eibishter himself, what is the description of the Teir and Yisrael as it's in the Eibishter himself? The description is, it's a non-entity. And the word be. It's Nishnub Mitzis. Why is it not a Mitzis? Because we're talking about the Eibishter. Right? Fine. So good.
Hell,
so now. Use that word. No problem. Use any word you want to do. That would be, okay, one nice word of using. Hell, Nishnub Mitzis. Very good. So now, when we're going to say, here the Rebbe is saying, that what was the first thing which came from the Eibishter. So the obvious thinking would be, the first thing of the Eibishter came forward to the Eibishter to create the world, the first extension of himself toward the world would be his will to want to create the world. That would be Chofetz Chesed. The Eibishter wants to be kind and he wants to create the world. That is the first extension of the Eibishter towards the world. Chofetz Chesed. Right? Now, here the Rebbe is telling us, no, there's something before Chofetz Chesed. What is that? The Machshava of Yisrael. Now, to say that the Machshava of Yisrael before Chofetz Chesed, fine. You can go, why? Because there is Yisrael and Torah in the Eibishter, carries in himself Yisrael and Torah. But to go and say that this Yisrael was a factor, now listen to this, was a factor to prompt this Chofetz Chesed, that is another thing which is very difficult to say. Why is it difficult to say? Because the Torah in Yisrael, as it's in the Eibishter, is like you said, Helam Tzeinu Mitzias. If it's Helam Tzeinu Mitzias, how can it prompt anything? If it's prompt, the air there, it's part of the Eibishter. So if anything which is prompted, it's being prompted by the Eibishter. So, when you say there's the Torah in Yisrael, which is above Chofetz Chesed, the initial approach of the Eibishter toward the world was his will to create it. Chofetz Chesed. The Eibishter extended from himself a will to want to create the world. Chofetz Chesed. He wants to be kind. So that is the first leaning of the Eibishter toward the world. Here the Rebbe is saying there's something above that which prompted this Chofetz Chesed. That, to say there's something above that, that is not, that says in many places. That is what it says in some of the places where he refers to in the Maram Mekoyim, and that is what it says in other places, yeah. There was Tehillim Yisrael, always there in Eibishter. But they were there, remember, when you say they were there as, let's say, as a non-entity. Helam Sheinu Mitzias, right? They're there. So you can't, when you say prompted, you cannot really say anything prompted. They prompted, it was prompted from the Eibishter. So therefore, how did it explain this in Samach Gimel, Topi Samach Gimel? It explains to the inhabitants in the foot, I'm not going to go into it. I didn't bring the wording there because it's too long. It's still five, six pages there. It explains. There was a first extension of the Eibishter, extended itself to be kind to create the world. Chofetz Chesed. A general Chofetz Chesed. Then he said, once you have a Chofetz Chesed, then you can have the Minimlach. He didn't have the minimus. Rebbe Shimon considers he wants to be kind. Okay, he wants to be kind to create the world. Then he considers about the it's like a kindness to create the world without any lie and without any lie analyzing at all what he wants. A general kindness. Yeah? That's what he is. Then once he has this extension of his kindness, then he starts considering about Yisrael and Teir. Rebbe Shimon knows. We use the words, Abishah knows of Teir and Yisrael. Why? Because Teir and Yisrael are actually there, coming from the Abishah. So Abishah then considers Teir and Yisrael, and there is that inside the world, to create the world according to them, etc., etc. For their benefit, etc., etc. But the initial movement towards the world is Chofetz Chesed.
Wait, hold on one second, Chofetz Chesed has, it's like we have to say that there's the level of Chofetz Chesed because of
there's nothing else besides
because of Lo Yishan Nisi. Because if there's no Chofetz Chesed, then any kind of creation that would come would be a change. So you have to say that this is like part of like the Etzem Fiyachol is the Abishur.
I don't know why you're going into we're not trying to explain why you need Chofetz Chesed. The only point I want to bring out that the normal way to understand these things, till the Rebbe started explaining it differently, the Chayda, is that the first leaning movement of the Abishur towards the world is coming from the Abishur, not from anything else, because there's nothing else besides the Abishur. The idea of turning Yisrael, even though it says turning Yisrael right there in the Abishur, but they're there in the Abishur as a non. And a non, and hell and shame is a non-entity. They cannot.
So you're saying the Rebbe negates that?
Slowly, Dereshvi, take it easy. We're getting here that soon. You won't have the solution. So the first thing would be to say, one second, sure, please. The first thing, the normal thing, it's not very normal. The normal thing is to say, what is the first thing that what was emerged in order to create the world was Hashem's willing to be kind to create the world. His kindness to want to create the world. That would be the first stage towards creating the world.
Then you look deeper and say, why should there be Chofetz Chesed by the Abishur? Why should the Abishur even want that?
You cannot say that.
No, the Tainaga Atmi is.
No, you can imagine. You want to say the reason why it was Chofetz Chesed because of Tainaga Atmi. You cannot say that.
Why?
Because Tainaga Atmi, you're talking about the Abishur. That Tainaga Atmi of Teir Yisrael is there as a non. It's not a Matzias. So you cannot say it prompts anything. Let's take it to what we just.
Alright, so what does the Maimer say in Shari?
Oh, no, you're getting it. So now, what is the Shari? Now listen, let's slowly. The thing is, I'm trying to tell you if you get it across, which I believe you should have been told this a long time ago. Maybe I shouldn't. I shouldn't say that. Anyway, that this is a unique approach of the Rebbe. To say the Nishom Yisrael prompted Chofetz Chesed. Now, what does it say in Shara Oira? In Shara Oira, Blechaira, it says, that what it says in Samach Gimel? What does it say in Samach Gimel? He says, there's a general Chofetz Chesed.
Okay.
That Chofetz, once Abishah wants to create the world, then he can engage the idea of Nishom Yisrael Tzedikim, Teira and Yisrael. Then he's Chofetz Chesed, he wants with a decisive Chofetz Chesed how to create the world. So there's a Chofetz Chesed, which is before meaningless, and there's a Chofetz Chesed afterwards.
Okay.
That's what says in Samach Gimel. So the Chet, now he says in Shara Eire, he comes and says, then Shara Eire, you should know that before meaningless, before Chofetz Chesed is meaningless.
The general.
So being based on the Mahalach HaMachshava of Chassidus L'Chaira till the Rebbe came. That what, Mahalach Mokshava? That when you talk about Atzmit, you can't talk about anything else other than Atzmit himself. Right? So when it says in Shara Eira, there's a mean nimlich before Chofetz Chesed, probably it means the same thing what it says in Samach Gimel. L'cheira. Right? Fine. So now,
you have to like look into it more.
You can look into it like this. Remember, you don't have to focus on this. I just want to bring your attention here that the Rebbe is saying something very unique, which is not unique because this is the Rebbe's style everywhere in the Rishri all along. But we take it simply. We don't realize what is developing over here. This is something very unique that Rebbe is saying. Now, what if the point is now? Let's leave that point. Let's get to the next point. What the Rebbe is saying is that the reason why the Eibshter was Chofetz Chesed. Now, let me just understand. How can the Rebbe, how did the Rebbe say that? Let's not go into it because it's, the Rebbe says that. Let's just remember, we've always discussed this. We always discuss this about Yom Yisrael Mashiach. How do everyone, how do the Chassidus generally describe Yom Yisrael Mashiach? The whole world is going to be bottle. No, the Rebbe says you're going to be a Metzias and you're going to recognize the Eibshter, right? That's, yeah? So the same thing, the beginning and the end are the same thing. When we're talking about Yom Yisrael Mashiach, we've already gone through this hundreds of times. The citizen generally said that we're going to be bottle by Metzias. And the Rebbe tells us bottle by Metzias means we're going to be Metzias. We're just going to recognize the Eibshter. Right? That we did hundreds of times. The same thing would apply when we're talking before everything. Before everything, we're talking Atzmus Samhus, that the Eibshter has in himself Torah Yisrael. The way Chassidus always understood the Eibshter having in himself Torah Yisrael means they had Torah Yisrael as non-entity, bottled by Metzias. That's the way it's always understood. That's the way, the simple way to understand it. The Rebbe is going to do the same thing with the Rebbe says about Yom Yisrael Mashiach. The Rebbe is going to do the same now also before Bnei Yisrael. The Am Yisrael was there as an entity. How can it be the Eibshter? How can it be the Eibshter can have Am Yisrael as an entity? So you have the whole thing of Chibur HaHopchim. The Eibshter is not Shlila Sachir, Shlila Sachir. The Eibshter is Chibur HaHopchim. We don't have to read it. The truth is, we don't have to understand it. How can it be in the Eibshter? Because it's not what we're into here over here. I just want to bring a point here. We have a point here where the Rebbe is saying about Nishamis Yisrael being before Chofetz Chesed. I just want you to realize, so in order to understand properly what's going later, that this is already, this is the Mahalach of the Rebbe. It's not something which was there discussed L'cheder before. And this is going to help us to understand what's going on later. Now, fine, so we can move further. Okay. Now, here the Rebbe is saying, what does the Rebbe bring out? So let me just help go back to, you should know what's going on over here. We're talking about what has greater value. The value of our avodah or what's coming from above. So the Rebbe discusses this two ways of looking at it. If you're talking about what is greater and larger, whatever comes from above is larger. Why? Because it's coming from the age that he's very big, we're not very big. If what's more pneumistic is what comes from us. So the Sata is more pneumistic. So the veil is larger. So there's a virtue in each one. Here the Rebbe is going to tell us, the Rebbe in this mind is going to tell us that Yisrus Sata is better than Yisrus Leil on every single level. This is what the mind is going to tell us. Not that there's two angles to it. From one hand, Sata has its virtue and Leil has its virtue. No, the Rebbe in this mind is going to tell us that Yisrus Sata has in every virtue and that is it and that's the goal and that includes everything. Okay? There's no two angles to it. This is what the mind is getting to. So now, this is where Rebbe starts taking it apart. So the Rebbe tells us here the first thing, that the first is, now Chofetz Chesed is the source of the Eilah of the Eibshter, coming from the Eibshter. Okay. So now the Rebbe says, based on the fact that we're saying that the Eibshter was Chofetz Chesed because of Bimei Nimloch, because the Eibshter was considering that time in Nisham Yisrael. That is why he was Chofetz Chesed. So what prompted Chofetz Chesed in Nisham Yisrael? Yeah. So now the Rebbe says, what?
Because is there a part of the Eibshter?
Yeah. This is the point. This is what we were discussing. Yeah.
This is part of the Eibshter which is not so to say. It's Eibshter himself, so to say, not divided, but it exists everything inside.
Yeah, there you got it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And you can't.
And as a result of it, can be possible.
Right. One. That's it. Very good. Now,
so why, if we're talking about like Abish are being Chibur Hopchim and everything, why can't the Helen Shaitim Mitzias prompt the?
That is according to the Rebbe, the base on the Rebbe's Mahalach. But Chibur HaHopchim, the Atzmus is Chibur HaHopchim, not Atzmus, not Shlila, 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 but it is Chibur HaHopchim. So therefore, the Rebbe can say that Nishom Yisrael prompted Chofetz Chesed. You can't. Otherwise, you can't say it. So even though despite it says in Shara'ira, okay, once you have the Rebbe's Mahalach, you can say this is what it means in Shara'ira. You can see it in Shara'ira. It will maybe make Shara'ira look much better, make it much more geschmack. True. But the Mahalach is coming from the Rebbe. Okay, that's the point. Now.
Israel has three qualities which
women
doesn't have. It's
Chesed, Milah. Rachmanas, Gemur, here we're talking
from. I think it's due from this because they existed even before. So
I don't know why we have to, because that is one of the lower qualities of Klal Yisrael. There's much higher quality. Here we're talking about Klal Yisrael on the highest state.
According to Tanya, that's part of their Nefesh HaTzivis.
It's primordial, so to say, quality which over here don't.
I think it's a different.
I don't know. We have to go into, because there is a moment. We here we're talking about a very high category. Mamish, so we're talking about higher. Yeah. So now here, let's go to the Rebbe saying. So Rebbe says now, here, I get this is the word Rebbe saying now, because everything comes from Shlomo Yisrael. Therefore, when this Srus of the Leila. The Srus Leila, the Brigvul is Israel. Where can Brigvul come from? From the Eibishter. When it comes through our Avodah, this Brigvul has an elevation. Why did it have an elevation? Because the whole, everything initially was initiated because of Israel. So when it was all initiated because of Israel, so when we through our Avodah, Srus Leila, affect the Srus Leila, therefore, we brought a new value in the Srus Leila, which it wouldn't have in itself. Again, because the whole purpose of the Bria was Nisham Yisrael. What? Nisham Yisrael in what state? Nisham Yisrael in the state that they will one day accomplish the whole Dira Tachtonim, right? So when Nisham Yisrael actually, they do a Srus Leila, which draws upon them a Srus Leila, even though that Srus Leila may be who knows how great, but the fact it's being drawn by the Israel gives it a value. What value does it give it? The Israel is big bull. It's not in our capacity to do it. In capacity to accomplish it. It's come from the Egyptian. No. It gives a value because the whole purpose in the very beginning that we should do it. And now we've done it. So that brings a value into the Sus of the Layla. Brings it legitimately. It's fitting with the purpose of the world. Fitting with the purpose of the creation. If the Egyptian just shine forth from himself big bull. We're talking about, not by brings, we're talking about now, Let's say the Egyptian would shine forth from himself a bleak wall. It's just the lady would shine forth from himself a bleak wall. If that would not be coming through our Avodah, that would maybe a bleak wall oil, a beautiful oil, but it didn't come through our Avodah. It's missing the initial purpose, which is Nisham Yisrael, but we did not accomplish it. It's coming from the Egyptian. So when we cause the oil to come through our Avodah, then this oil is serving its purpose. That's why it has a higher value. You get, right, fine?
Yeah.
Good. It's very simple. When we accomplish the oil, we bring down the oil is serving its purpose. Because the whole purpose of the oil is it was initially only for Shomis itself. So for our oil. So when we bring the oil through our oil, we're bringing a deeper dimension into this oil, which was initially not there. If the oil would come from the Abish, it wouldn't have this deeper dimension. Now, to be sure, I just want to bring out a point over here.
Yeah.
When you tell me that this oil is fulfilling the purpose of the creation when it comes to our Avodah, right? You tell me that, I'll agree with you 100%. Why? Because we know the whole purpose of the creation, we just based on what the Rebbe told us, the whole purpose of the whole creation, the first, everything from the very beginning, only was for Israel. So when we through our way to bring down the oil is serving its purpose. It's serving its purpose. Of course, it has a value much greater than it would just become from the Eibishter by himself, right? It's amazing, right? To have a value. I don't know if that would be the right point. No. This would be Srus of the Leila. You could use it. Yeah, no problem. No, but it's not the real context. Oilfezer means when it. Let's use the words here, the Maimah. It's very close. It's better. It's just the Srus of the Sata brings the Srus of the Leila. If the Srus of the Leila just comes from above, it may be a wonderful Srus of the Leila, but doesn't serve its purpose. When it comes from us, it serves its purpose. But there's a something here. If you tell me that this oil, when it's this is the quid of the mind, so we learn this mind, we take it for granted so simply, we don't realize what's going on, over here. When you tell me this oil, when it's come through my body, it serves its purpose. It's going along with the kavanah of Dirab Tachtonim, so it has a value. It's doing the kavanah of the Meibishter. I agree with you 100%. When you're going to come and tell me that this oil, because it's serving its purpose, has a mila over the bleak wall, that is not the tough one. What do you mean it has a mila? Dirab Tachtonim is in the mila metam das, because the Eibishter wanted, right? He wanted it. Bleak wall, when the Eibishter gives me bleak wall, there's an amazing quality in it. It's bleak wall. The fact that this bleak wall came to through my avoda, we're not talking about the bleak wall didn't come larger. It's just the fact it came through my avoda. What quality is there? It's fulfilling the purpose. It's an atzmistika quality. What's an atzmistika quality? Abraham wanted Dirab Tachtonim. He wanted Neshamis Yisrael to do the avoda. But everything started with Neshamis Yisrael. So now, when we do the avoda, we bring the oil, it's doing the purpose. That purpose is in an atzmus. It's a fabric. We don't know why the Abraham wanted it. It has no value we can relate to. Here the Rebbe is changing the terminology. He's telling us this kvon of Dirab Tachtonim, which really has nothing that we, it doesn't have a value that we can sort of assess and say, wow, it's amazing. Bleak wall we can assess. Bleak wall is amazing. You're telling me this Kavanah Dirab Tachtonim, that Nisham is strong, that we're in Atzim, Skibra Hopkin, things which are totally Babas, totally. This is not a quality, it's a fact, it's a Kavanah, this is Labish Rotzen. So here the Rebbe is telling us there's a quality. And it's important because there's a quality. So here's the Rebbe, so what the Rebbe is doing here, he's changing the, so this is the Rebbe telling us, that the oil, this oil has a quality. Now.
Which is what?
Look, it says, now. Let's take the words. Are they through, that's in line 3, through the fact that the Gil of the Chofetz Chesed is drawn through the Avodah Sodom, through the fact that the Shrus of Leila comes through our Avodah, the Shrus of Leila receives additional quality. Why? Because it's serving the purpose of the Machshava Atzmis. Because it has the quality of the Machshava Atzmis. Machshava Atzmis is not a quality, it's what the Eibishter wants. It's the Rotzon of the Eibishter. You want to tell me that from Yid, this is the Rotzon of the Eibishter, has a value. I agree with you. Here the Rebbe is telling us has a quality. He wants us to appreciate how this today, the bleak wall, when it's coming through our Avodah, we should appreciate the quality. The same bleak wall, it's not any larger. The same bleak wall, when it's coming through our Avodah, it's so good. When it's not coming through our Avodah, it's not so good. Why? Because of the Machshava Atzmis. The Machshava Atzmis, the Eibishter thought, had eaten in Atzmus Mahus. That is not a quality. That's not an Atzmi. How did it go? There's the Eibishter Atzmus Mahus. He's above any Hasoga. From him came Bleak Gvul, then came Gvul. When we say the Kvon of the Eibishter was fulfilled, the Kvon of the Atzmus, that is not a quality. That is more than a quality. It's Eibishter himself, but it's not a quality. Here the Rebbe is telling us it's a quality. That he's telling us a quality that we should appreciate the fact that it was done by us. Even though there's no difference in the oil. Right? Yeah. And he's not talking about the fact that it's more pink. Okay. What?
You mean like the Rebbe is connecting the actual Isusul Satva Puyo to, you know, its original place,
Red brings the place.
It
brings the place in Atmos, and he's telling us, in other words, he's telling us it's a quality, and we can relate to it. If we can't relate to it, it's not a quality. Bleak Gvul is a quality, because it's more than Gvul. Atmos, the Kvona Atmos, because he wanted that, he wanted it. She come through Avodah, that is what we have to do, and that is the Abraham's one, but let's call it a quality, as a quality, a Maila, which the Rebbe is doing here in this Maima, is not something really we can understand. Because the Kvona Atzmis is a Maila from understanding. If we have to do it, the Kabbalah Soil. Kabbalah Atzmis, do it with Kabbalah Soil. The Kudah we're going to get to is the Rebbe is telling us that we can relate to the Atzmis, we're going to see. I'm going to see how the Rebbe does it.
Wait, but I say, this concept of like Chofetz Chesed and everything, like it was being, now that it's totally on Maaseh Tachtonim, that was spoken about before Chassidus.
What? The Chavetz Chesed, now, oh, very good. So now let's go, it says Chassidus, the Maaseh Tachtonim, the Chavetz Chesed is
Every Rosh Hashanah now. Now it's Rosh Hashanah. By Yom Rishon, it was Chavetz Chesed. Now it's Tal Yom
Ma'aseh. Very good. So they're very good. It says that Siddhis once upon a time came from Leibs, and now it's all turned in our Veda. Okay, very good. So now you take the Mamor of Siddhis, right? And you'll take them, and you'll see the say that now, once when they created the world, it was what they wanted. Now it's Tal Yom Ma'aseh. What's going to happen when the Kvona HaAtzmis, the original Kvona, is going to come revealed to us in Yemayz Mashiach? At that point, it says, in all the modern Chassidus, it's not dependent on our Aveda anymore. That's above us. That's the Yom HaShlishi, you can manual of fun of. It's going to be above us. That's how the pattern goes. That comes above us. And in other words, we do our Aveda in Zman HaGolus. With that, we do our Aveda in Golus. The Ibsh is going to give us in Yemayz Mashiach, because of Chofetz Chesed, He's going to give us endless reward.
Because of the avodah that we're doing to now elicit the Isla Eila and blah, 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 all until the refining of the world. So we're going to be zoiche to the Gula Shlema.
Yeah, we're going to say like,
hey, Rabbi Ameinu, Amen. But no, we're not saying that now.
You follow it. The way it says always in synthesis that we do our avodah, this is very good. It says in the beginning it was Chofetz Chesed, and now it's our avodah. And it's our avodah till by Yom HaShlishi, till it comes to Tchiyas HaMeisim, to Yemayz HaMashiach. When it comes to Tchiyas HaMeisim, to Yemayz HaMashiach, it says everyone see this. It does not depend on our avodah then. Why does it not depend? Because we cannot do it. That's above us.
The Abish is and Tanya says the Gilui of the Yemayz HaMashiach is totally.
In avodah of Zman HaGolus, because we need this preparation stage of Zman HaGolus. And then when the actual Gilui is going to come down, that is ready. That's Tanya says. That is ready.
Saying it's still two. Meaning, like, according to the old way, like it's two separate.
Ah, Golas and Gula. The old way, Golas and Gula is two separate things.
Now the Rebbe is saying here that in the Avodah itself, our dear making the Dears of Tainim, our Yisrael Satan now is right now.
Now.
Bringing the Gilui Chofetz Chesed from is bringing in Atzmus Umahus.
That is a point
into it, so everything is there right now.
Very good, Baruch Hashem. So what? How did the Rebbe all start? The Rebbe starts from the very beginning by saying everything came originally from Shammai Yisrael. You came originally from Shammai Yisrael. Then what's the ultimate going to be? The final goal? It's also going to be from the Shammai Yisrael. So it's all coming from the Shammai Yisrael. Okay, so now the Rebbe goes actually into this thing to what you just now brought, you just now said. Here the Rebbe is going and saying, let's go skip to page 4, and if we can go back, we'll go back to whatever that's the piece of what we skipped. Here the Rebbe is telling us exactly what he, Rebbe Shor was telling us, was saying. It says in Siddhis, it goes like this. It says in Chassidus that there's three madrigas in Surah Delayla. That's what it says in Surah Delayla. Three madrigas. What are the three madrigas? First is coming from above. From itself. This would be like Chobetz Chesed. That's Chobetz Chesed. The Abishim wants to be kind to us. So the fact that we, let's say, do Torah Mitzvahs, is coming originally from a kindness of the Abishim to put us in the mode, to put us in the situation that we should know about Torah Mitzvahs, whatever. This is coming from above to put us, Abishim puts us in the position that we can, he created the world, he put us in a position that we can do Torah Mitzvahs. So the initial had to come from above. This is the Eila from above. The initial Chobetz Chesed. Remember, we have the unique Chiddush of the Rebbe, that this original Yisroel Sadeleila from above also comes from Yisrael, right? That is the unique input of the Rebbe. But the way the regular Chassidus says it comes, this first thing is the Yisroel Sadeleila coming from above, the Chofetz Chesed coming from above. Okay, once we have the world, and we have Torah Mitzvahs, and we have the energy that Yisroel has given us, sustains us, etc., etc., then we do our Yisroel Sadeleila. Our Veda, and when we do our Veda, we draw down even a greater Yisroel Sadeleila. Why is this Yisroel Sadeleila greater? Because it's more pnimis. When it came from above, it wasn't pnimis, it didn't relate to us. We were born into it, Egypt arranged it for us, we came to this situation, that was arranged by the Egypt. So we sort of assume it, right? So it hasn't really have so much meaning to us. When we start doing the Veda and we start making progress in life, right? we see, because we're doing whatever to emit, things are going better. Then we're going to draw upon us Hashem's brachas. And then we're going to really appreciate Hashem's brachas. So that is going to be more primistic, right? Right, right. And this primistic glass is also more primistic above also. It's a mirroring. But primistic glass is more primistic from above also. Then Chassidus comes and says that that is two Yisroos of the Leilus. The initial one and the second one after our Avodah, right? Right? Then comes and says the third one. The third one. The third one comes as a gift. And this is exactly what he was talking about then. What's the third one? When Mashiach is going to come. When Hashem is going to shower us with endless goodness. At that point, our Avodah has no effect anymore. Our Avodah is insignificant. Because here we have the Gili, because we worked so hard in Golos, Hashem is now going to shower us with good Leilam Boy in credit of our Avodah in the man of Golos. So this is the Amatona, a gift from the Abishan. So here our Avodah has no significance. Here the Rebbe says, the Rebbe goes again with his Mahalach and tells us, no, that this is Susa the Leila, is also this final word, which Jesus says comes going to be Matona, is also coming from us. Not only in credit, it's that moment going to come from us. Why? So it goes back in the same thinking. If we prompted the initial Yisroos of the Leila, so therefore when it comes to, if it all starts with us, it all has to end with us. It's all about us. So even this Yisroos of the Leila, which is Matona, which is coming as a gift, also has to come from us. So the Rebbe says that is also going to come from us. But how is it going to come from us? In a different form. What? At that point, the way this concept, which we've been discussing many times already, we are going to realize that what a way. We're going to be at that point. We're not going to feel as independent entity from the Eibishter. We're going to feel ourselves as we're one with the Eibishter. So it's coming from us. But it's not as we are independent, one entity and the Eibishter is another entity. It's coming from us. Just as the original Yisroos that came from us. When did it come from us? When we were in the Eibishter. So now it's also going to come to us when we are aware our existence and that we are one with the Eibishter.
There is still a concept of Tchilas HaAvodah being without this Gilui.
Now, why? Because Tchilas HaAvodah, remember, when we are there, there in the Eibishter, we don't recognize ourselves as we are recognizing ourselves now. We recognize ourselves now because we don't see the Eibishter. So whatever we were there when we went with the Eibishter, we, in our mentality now, we don't recognize it. Torah tells us, the Rebbe is telling us, we were there. We don't recognize it because we consider ourselves as a Metzias for ourselves. In Moshe Mashiach is going to come, there's going to be the accomplishment that we are going to be the same thing as we were in the beginning, but there we're also going to have, including the our state of now, that we're going to recognize ourselves as now. So we may not recognize ourselves as we were before, but when Moshe Mashiach comes, it's going to be after our voyage, so we'll recognize, we will be there in the same state as we were before, including our awareness about ourselves as we know ourselves now. Right?
I don't get how to answer my question.
Now, listen. Before this goal is, before we know, before this is Bris Olam, we may have all been there, but we currently now do not recognize ourselves as having been there. Why? Because we now recognize ourselves independent Metziasen.
Okay.
And then we were one there with Abraham. But us there, that is not considered. We don't recognize that as a Metzias in our current understanding. What's going to happen in Moshe Mashiach? We're going to go back to that state where we were before, but we're going to be included our current awareness about ourselves. So we will be there as we know ourselves.
Okay.
Okay.
No, but.
Yeah. But what? But so now.
How is this right now? We're still in the concept of Tchilas HaAvodah. We don't recognize it, so it's still two.
No, one second.
It is saying,
yeah,
it's still two separate entities at this point because we're still at the Tchilas HaAvodah stage.
You want to say we're Tchilas HaAvodah? The truth is, we're not in Tchilas HaAvodah stage. We'll come back to that. Let's not go into it now. We know the point is here. We're coming to Sefer HaAvodah. We're not. Let's say before. Okay, but anyways, I didn't get the question. We don't. we now don't recognize our former state, because then our former state was a type of concept of chibur hopkin, which we cannot relate to at this current moment, right? What's going to happen in Moshe Mashiach, when that chibur hopkin is going to be revealed again, we would have been, in the meantime, we had gone through Golas, and we have been, so when the Moshe Mashiach is going to be there, we're going to recognize this chibur hopkin with our current awareness about ourselves, with our current awareness about ourselves as not recognizing.
See,
did you follow that?
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, the
question. Yes, yes,
when
yeah.
When will be the stage when we recognize that we are...
This is the point of the mind. When will be the stage? The stage is the moment we decide, and this is the point we're getting to. The moment we decide, this is what the Rebbe is now, what the Rebbe is really doing, he's giving it all, he's actually telling us. You look at the title over here. The title the Rebbe is telling us. It's in the title which I added. The Gula is in the past. In the past.
Where does he say it's the moment you recognize it? He says there, it has to first have the shleimus of the Avodah Atzma and the Amshama Lamayim Shal Yodo.
We'll get to it. Where does it say it? It says it from the beginning of the Maimon to the very end, and it says it everywhere. We just have to put it in context, and we'll see exactly where it says it. We'll say it. Yes. This is what the Maimon is saying, and this is what hundreds of other Maimonim were saying, that it's the moment you, the Rebbe is sort of telling us that we didn't go into that yet. Where? This what the Rebbe says, this is we have to finish it, so jump to the end. The Rebbe explains that this thing that our voider brings more depth to the Leila was always true, even in the Shittas HaPasufim.
Okay.
Even in the Shit.
Fine.
So what the Rebbe is basically telling us, now we realize this is the way it always was. So now, the moment you realize what the Rebbe is saying, and you realize that this is real, that is a moment when you have it. Because it always was like that. Just in the beginning, we didn't realize. Now, after the Rebbe has told us, you know about it. So now you realize it, you have it.
That's pshat of the Gilui Koyacha Atzmus in our Avodah.
That's the pshat of everything. That is a pshat. And we'll do it tomorrow. We'll break it next week. We'll break it down next week. Okay, fine. Follow what I can find. If you want to continue after, I'm fine, but it's...